Welcome to this podcast covering some of the things to look for in the late summer sky. The nights start to draw in very quickly in September, and for most of the month it's very dark by 9 p.m. And in October, even before the clocks go back, it's dark by 8 p.m. That gives us plenty of time for observing, although it does tend to be quite a cloudy and rainy time of the year, so when it is clear we need to make the most of it. As usual, in observing sessions, we'll start by facing south. If you're in your own garden, you'll probably know which direction that's in, but if you're away from home, use a compass or learn the trick of finding the North Star and look in the opposite direction. In high summer, the Milky Way arches majestically overhead, but unless you're observing just after dark, you'll now need to look to the west to see it along with the summer triangle. As the seasons move towards the winter months, we find ourselves looking away from the plane of our home galaxy, or the Milky Way as we call it, and out into intergalactic space. The part of the sky to the east, or to your left if you're looking south, is where we can find other distant galaxies, and that's what we'll be looking for. You'll not need a telescope, you can see them just with your eyes, but a pair of binoculars will make them much easier to see. But before that, let's start much closer to home, in our own solar system and in our own galaxy. If it's after about 9 p.m. in September or about 8 p.m. in October, look towards the eastern horizon and you should see a very bright orange object low in the sky, brighter than any of the stars. That's the planet Mars. Mars is about half the size of the Earth and has a very thin atmosphere with few clouds. It's over 1.5 times further from the Sun than the Earth, and as it doesn't have the warm protective blanket of an atmosphere that we enjoy on Earth, it can get very cold on its surface at night, around minus 73 degrees Celsius at the equator. However, during the day it can be a balmy 20 degrees Celsius, warm enough for humans to survive in spacesuits. Whereas a Martian year is almost twice as long as an Earth year, the Martian day is only about half an hour longer at 24.5 hours. Another big difference is that the gravity on Mars is much weaker than on Earth. An astronaut weighing, say, 10 stones here would only weigh about 1.5 stones there. As the planet and Earth orbit the Sun, from time to time the three form a straight line. Astronomers call this opposition. At this point, its size, as seen from the Earth, is as large as it can be because Mars is at its closest point to the Earth, so that's the best time to observe it with a telescope. This year that happens October the 13th, but it'll still be good for a couple of weeks either side of that date. Mars has a distinct orange-red colour. The surface of the planet is covered with dust and rock that's rich in iron oxides. That gives it this rusty colour. In a telescope it's possible to see darker markings. These are rocky areas which at one time were thought to be vegetation. In September and October it's still possible to see Jupiter and Saturn low in the southwest, but they're setting earlier and earlier in the evening and will disappear into the twilight after Christmas. Let's move out of the solar system now and into our own galaxy. All the stars you can see by eye are in our nearby galaxy. Deneb, a star we met when looking at the summer triangle, is only about 2,500 light years away and possibly the furthest star you can see by eye. That might sound a long way away, but bear in mind the galaxy is well over 100,000 light years across. Most of the stars you can see are much closer than this, typically a few hundred light years or less. That of course means that when you look at a star, you're seeing it the way it was in Victorian or Georgian times, or in the case of Deneb, during the Stone Age. It's just like having your own time machine. It's hard for us to imagine these distances. So to put it in context, if the Sun were the size of a small glass marble, about a centimetre across, the Earth would be about 2.5 metres away and be the size of a small grain of sand. Mars would be 4 metres away and like a speck of dust. The nearest star would be 110 kilometres away and Deneb about 63,000 kilometres away and 2 metres in diameter on the same scale. The nearest galaxy, which we shall meet shortly, would be a staggering 64 million kilometres away. If you have found the planet Mars, now look up and to the west, to your right. You should be able to see four stars forming a large square. There are very few stars inside the square, and those that are there are very dim. This is the square of Pegasus, and it's a useful pointer constellation to help us find other things in the sky. it's worth stopping and have a good look at the constellation so that you can remember it in the future. It's a sure sign autumn is with us when Pegasus is high in the sky. Like most constellations, Pegasus bears very little resemblance to what it is supposed to be, a flying horse in this case. It doesn't help that the horse is upside down. His neck and head are to the lower right, but you need a good imagination to work it out. The brightest star in the square is the one in the top left-hand corner. This star is called Alpheratz, and it's around 100 light-years away. Although it's the brightest star in the square, it's actually part of the adjacent constellation of Andromeda. She, you may remember, was a mythical daughter of the vain queen Cassiopeia, and she was rescued by Perseus riding on Pegasus. Now, if you look at Alpheratz and look just to its left, you'll see another star, followed by two more that make a gentle upward-facing arc. These are the principal stars of the constellation Andromeda. Now, again, starting at Alpheratz, move your eye one star to the left, then a second star to the left. This second star is called Mirac. Then move your eye up one star, and then up another star, then stop. Now, if you look very carefully, and if it's a nice dark night, you should just be able to make out a small fuzzy patch of light slightly above and slightly to the right of this last star. If at first you cannot see it, check you followed the correct star hopping route, or perhaps use a phone app or chart to help, and make sure your eyes are well adapted to the dark. If you do use a phone app, make sure to keep your phone dimmed and possibly put red cellophane over the display. Try also looking with binoculars, it really stands out then. Once you find it, it becomes much easier to find a second time. What you're looking at is the Andromeda Galaxy. It's around 2.5 million light years away, and you're looking at light that left the galaxy during the last ice age, when only the most primitive of mankind's ancestors walked the Earth. On our earliest scale, with the sun the size of a marble, this galaxy would be about 64 million kilometres away, and that is to the nearest galaxy. In fact, by eye, or even with binoculars, you can only really see the bright core. Long exposure photographs show the full size in the sky, and it's around 6 times bigger than the full moon. The bad news is that the Andromeda Galaxy is on a collision course with our galaxy and closing at 402,000 kilometres per hour. The good news is that the collision won't happen for another 4 billion years or so. And galaxies collide a bit like smoke rings. They sort of pass through each other in swirls. It's estimated that the Andromeda Galaxy may have as many as 1 million stars. As you look at it, just imagine how many planets it might have and how many life forms possibly looking right back at you. The next thing to find is harder to see by eye alone and needs exceptional conditions, but it's not too difficult with binoculars. Again, start with Alpheratz. Go one star left, then another star to the left to Mirac. Then instead of going up, turn left and go down in the opposite direction to the Andromeda Galaxy and by about the same amount. You'll have to estimate the distance, there's not many stars in that part of the sky. If you look with binoculars, you should be able to see another fuzzy patch. This is the Triangulum Galaxy. You can see the Triangulum constellation just below it and to the east, to your left. It consists of a small, rather slender triangle lying on its side, pointing to the west, or your right. Another way to find it is to look for the triangle, go to the tip, and move almost halfway up to Mirac. The Triangulum Galaxy is about 2.75 light years away and a bit smaller than our own Milky Way, a mere 30,000 light years across. These three galaxies are all close neighbours on the scale of the universe, so close, so massive, that they are gravitationally attracting each other. All three galaxies are like flattened spirals in shape. We can only see a part of a couple of arms of the Milky Way galaxy. The Andromeda Galaxy is at an angle viewed from Earth, but photographs show its spiral arms. However, the Triangulum Galaxy is almost face on, so it shows its beautiful spiral arms to full effect in pictures, although they're not easily seen by eye, even with large telescopes. In fact, for amateurs, the Triangulum Galaxy is best seen in binoculars. That way you can stand back and see the wood for the trees. In a telescope, it fills the field of view, and it can be hard to make out the details. While we're in this part of the sky, there is one more showcase object to look out for, and that is Almac, a wonderful double star. Many stars are double, some you can see, but some are so close only specialised instruments can tell there is more than one star present. In the case of Almac, it's easy to find and easy to see the two components in a small telescope or large binoculars. The two stars are strikingly different in colour, with a blue and an orange star. But Almac holds a secret. The blue star, it turns out, is not a single but a treble star, but the individual stars are so close you can't see them separately. So what to the naked eye looks like a single star turns out to be four, all orbiting each other. Almac is easy to find. From Alpharatz in the top left of the square of Pegasus, follow the line of stars through Mirac, and the next one in line is Almac. In this session, we found the planet Mars, the constellations of Pegasus, Andromeda, and Triangulum. We've also found two of our closest neighbours in the universe and looked back in time almost 3 million years. So if anyone asks you, how far can you see? Now you know the answer. 15 million million miles, the distance to the Andromeda galaxy. You may find it interesting to look some of these objects up on the internet or in books. The Andromeda galaxy is particularly important as it was used by the American astronomer Edwin Hubble in 1924 to fundamentally change mankind's scientific view of the universe and eventually enable scientists to measure distances to other galaxies, laying the foundation stone of our modern cosmology. Thanks for listening and keep looking up. This project has received funding via the Regional Tourism Engagement Fund and supported through the Welsh Government Rural Communities Rural Development Programme 2014-2020, which is funded by the European Agricultural Fund for Rural Development and the Welsh Government, the fund to improve the visitor experience and create stronger destinations by working together.